When's the last time we read that verse, Luke 6:38? I heard somebody, oh Lord. Somebody said, oh Jesus, Jesus. Huh? And I mean really believed it. Now when you were first saved, that verse was alive to you. And we operated in it. It was nothing for us to do stuff that was unconventional and out of the box. But right now everything is calculated. Let me think about it. God's already spoke to you, but now you gotta think about it. You're gonna just think your way out of it. Well, back then when God spoke, amen, they had to hold you back. Amen. A herd of horses couldn't have stopped you from obeying God. But now, tell somebody it's time to go back to the old landmark. I want to make a statement to you here. Your salvation is a complete work. It's a completed work. In 2015, watch, mindsets are going to shift from a works mentality to a grace mentality. You're going to understand grace like you've never understood it before. And therefore, growth is going to be accelerated. What God has been wanting to fulfill, once you get a hold of it, God's going to be able to fulfill it. It ain't going to take a long time. Hello? Because you're going to understand his grace. All right. So salvation is a complete work. It's completed. In the moment of your salvation, now stay with me, even though it didn't manifest altogether, in the moment of your salvation, everything about you changed. See, I feel you right now. I feel some of y'all because of how you've been brought up, what you haven't been taught, how you were under the sledgehammer. And so it's hard for you to fathom that because you are you're so cerebral. You think so much. But see, you're not thinking with the mind of Christ, you're thinking with your natural mind. You're smart. And sometimes your smartness gets in your way. You are a very reasonable person, you're a very logical person, but that side of your brain is too big. We need to reduce it. Amen. How many of God wants you to think? But he don't want you to think for him. He wants you to think with him. We have to exercise and wrap your mind around the mind of Christ and let the mind of Christ govern your mind. Because it's not natural. So salvation is a completed work. Look at somebody and tell them, you are complete in him. In the moment of your salvation, everything changed. Now, how did everything change? How many can bear witness? Let me just see a show. How many can bear witness? When you got saved, things changed. Come on, raise your hand. How many I got in here that can be a witness? Tell me, how did it change? Can anybody tell me how it changed? I'll tell you very simply how it changed. It changed because you believed. How did everything change? And so quickly, so immediately, the moment you believed. It wasn't some work that you did. Wasn't some routine. Wasn't some form or fashion or tradition or stuff you did. It was the moment that you believed. Oh, I wish I had a church in here this morning. This sounds like a political party in here. The moment you believed, not a moment later, the moment you believed, immediately, everything got changed, everything. Come on, I want you to stay with this because, see, you got to understand grace. Because God's going to test the parameters. He's going to push back and spread the tent pegs. He's going to increase borders. But you're going to have to know grace. Amen. You're going to have to know grace so that you don't become frustrated, overworked, overwhelmed, discouraged with the blessing of God. The moment we believed God, His grace came into us and we changed. The greatest change in our life came about because we simply believed God. Come on. I want you to see a lot of that. I want you to meditate on that. Think about that a moment. The greatest change in your life ever came about when you simply believed God. Amen. Wasn't nothing you did so good. You wasn't all that. You might have had a face full of tears. You might have been complaining 5 minutes earlier. But the moment you believed, I said, the moment you believed, God changed everything. Come on, we talk about the grace to change. God changed everything simply by your believing. Go with me to Galatians chapter 3. Galatians chapter 3. Are you there? Verse number 3, Paul. Well, let me start at verse number 1. Paul to the Galatians, O foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ has been evidently set forth crucified among you? This only would I learn of you. Received ye the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Verse 3, very key. Are you so foolish, having begun in the Spirit, are you now made perfect by the flesh? Having begun in the Spirit. How did you begin in the Spirit? You believed. God did the work. Having begun in the Spirit, are you now perfected by the flesh or your own ability or your own labor or your own effort? He says, oh, foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you to think that you can perfect yourself through your labor, through your efforts? Having begun in the Spirit, when you were saved, when you were first saved, the Spirit of God did a work in you. Now, do you now think because you are saved that you can finish the work God has begun in you with your own ability? For it is God that worketh in you. Come on, tell somebody, God's at work in me. It is God that worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. It's not you that's working it out. Oh, I'm going to break some chains off of somebody today. Break some yokes off of you today. Amen. Because it's not you working it out. It's not me working it out. It's God that does what he wants according to his will, according to his good pleasure. He's working it out. He saved me. He has to work in me. He saved me. He has to perfect me. It's not how much I fast. It's not how much I pray. Thank God for all these things. It's not how much I study the word. It's not how much we pray or witness. It's not how much we do these things. Those things don't perfect you. It's the grace of God that's got to perfect you. Oh, hallelujah. That ought to set your mind free. Just like he saved you, he will perfect you. For my God shall perfect those things that concern you. No matter where you are, no matter what you're dealing with, no matter how bad it might look, no matter how heavy you might get, no matter how bad you look at yourself, God is the one who will perfect you. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Paul said it this way, I don't even judge myself. God is my judge. I care a little bit about men's judgment, whether they like me or not, whether they criticize me or not. It's God that is changing me. In spite of your opinion, in spite of your unbelief, in spite of your opposition, God is the one changing. Hallelujah. And he's doing it by grace, just like he saved you. Some of us got saved out of some mess. Some of us is going down for the last time. and God stepped right in there and pulled you right out. What makes you think he can't pull you out of this mess? As you have received him, so walk in him. He's still working miracles. He's still right on time. He's still Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nissi, Sitkanu. You name it, that's who God is. He ain't failed yet. He saved me right in time. He's been blessing me right on time. Not on my time, on his time. Hallelujah. Amen. We cannot finish the work God has begun in us with our own ability. Just like you couldn't save yourself by your own efforts. Amen. You cannot bring about change through your own efforts. You need to put a period at the end of that sentence. I'm telling you, there's some new grace. Come on, I said there's a new grace in town. Get rid of the old grace. Get rid of the old stinking thinking. I'm telling you, it's going to manifest to you. And it's new in this sense. You've been operating under something different. But it's not new because it was the same grace that you received when you got saved. You simply believed, God did the work.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 4 of Mega Grace, the Grace to Change. Everything changed once you entered into salvation. Things changed because you believed God. Galatians 3 verses 1 through 3 states, O foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you that ye should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ has been evidently set forth, crucified among you? This only would I learn of you, received ye the Spirit by the works of the law, or by hearing of faith? Are ye so foolish? Having begun in the Spirit, are ye now made perfect by the flesh? God is always at work in his people. God does what he wants. He saved you, and he has to perfect you, and he will. Philippians 1 and 6 states, being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ.
This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us tonight at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our services begin at 7:30 p.m. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you. Thank you.